I want to read something to you. There's a certain poetry and competence to even the shittiest porn. You know what I mean? Even the worst written pornography still has, like, the best ball-draining sluts. You're like, oh, ball-draining sluts. Very evocative. I know exactly what they're saying. So when you see really badly written porn, it really jumps out at you. So I thought I would share this with you. You know, like, you know, those porn emails that you get where they're always trying to get you to go to their sites, and especially now, they'll, like, give it that weird in your email. It's like, here are those stamps you wanted. You're like, I didn't order stamps. And you click it, and assholes with arms in them. You're like, oh, my God. You fucking dicks. So, I thought maybe I'd order some stamps. So, I mean, I get drunk enough to order stamps on the internet at night. I get some fucking stamps. Yeah, woo! I win. I win? I got this email. Whoever wrote this is either, like, English is their third or fourth language, or they're the worst writer on the planet. All right? Here we go. Make your own sexual reality by meeting real women who want to fuck now. ... and fuck them wherever you want. Every day you can leave the site with a new fuck. And then big underline, stop watching other people fucking and start fucking. Okay, now you've ruined the magic of the word fuck. You've ruined that. Here's the next one. Here's this big paragraph. Our pussies are so fresh, you can practically smell them on the screen. Wow, wait a minute. Okay, seriously. Bill Gates, if you're developing that technology, stop. Wake up and smell the pussy, and then fuck the pussy tonight. And then there's 5 exclamation points. Like someone passed you a note in chemistry class. Hey! Eric's parents were in Aruba cake party this weekend. Fuck us for free because we don't want to pay for sex either. And then there's a little, one of those little smiley face emoticons, but it's winking like, get it? Like they just gave you some obscure innuendo that you maybe missed. Put your penis in my vagina. Wink. What? Huh? Then it says, join us now and let's both get laid. Like, you in the ad? What? All right. Then there are 2 columns. Some facts and then what this means for you. Ooh, goody. All right. Some facts. More emails are sent from women here than men. What this means for you. Women here want to fuck more badly than men want to fuck. That has to be an incorrect use of the adverb, isn't it? They want to fuck more badly? Is this like that 1984, double plus good kind of... He had a double plus good cock in my triple plus wet vagina. Now I'm going to have some victory gin and strangle a prole. All right, here are some... I don't know, there were so many English majors in the crowd. All right. Some facts. There are twice as many women here than men. What this means for you. Instead of women choosing you to fuck, you choose the women you want to fuck. The only way you wouldn't get laid here is if you were gay. It's kind of a threat, isn't it? Look at all the pussy. Now go get it, faggot. What? Wait a minute. Why would you tell me that? Oh, man. That's not nice. All right. Now, then they have a list of all the things they have. Like, oh, this is going to be great. And here's, if anyone ever watched Sesame Street, this is a little game called Which of These Things is Not Like the Other? All right? Because one of these things is not enticing at all. We have horny housewives. Well, all right. Teachers. Mm-hmm. Single girls, well, I hope, fine. Pierced clits, All right, okay, sure. I kind of crazy, but fine. Tattooed hips. All right, that's not that nutty, but sure. Maybe you shouldn't have tattooed hips following pierced clits, but yeah, why not? Yeah, exactly. Big tits. Yes, very nice. Wide pussies. Wait a minute. Whoa, stop. Why is that good? Huh? We have pussies stretched and blown out so much it gives pleasure to no man. Come drop your golf pencil into our mine shafts. My God.